Kitchen Tune-Up can tunify your kitchen and give you a functional and inviting space in only 1 to 5 days. And many projects are only $99 to $249 a month. Request a free virtual consultation at kitchentuneup.com and get ready to love your kitchen again.
All right, 9:40 on this Tuesday morning. I think everybody loves a good redemption story, and our next guest is the author of one such story. She is the author of five novels, including Shelter Me, the USA Today bestseller, The Tumbling Turner Sisters. Her new one is called Catch Us When We Fall. Juliette Fay on the line with us right now. Juliette, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
This is the story of somebody who overcomes addiction not because they want to, but because they absolutely have to. Tell us a little bit about this story.
Sure. It's the story of Kath Macklin. She's in her late 20s. And, you know, she's had a pretty rough childhood on her own. She dated Ben McGreevy all through her 20s, whom she loved, and he loved her. But they were partiers, and they, you know, the social drinking slid into an addiction to the point where, you know, they're both, you know, broke and trying to hang on to jobs and not living a really great life. The story opens with Ben's funeral. He's died of alcohol poisoning, and Cass is left sort of alone and with nothing until she finds out she's pregnant. And, you know, she has tried to quit before, so it's not that she doesn't want to quit. It's just that she's never maybe had the motivation or the wherewithal to really get herself into a situation where she can be successful. But this baby really changes everything. Mm-hmm. She's, you know, she doesn't really know any sober people. She doesn't have many resources, so she turns to the baby's uncle, her deceased boyfriend's brother, Scott McGreevy, who's a third baseman for the Boston Red Sox.
Wow.
And he's pretty wary. He's, you know, he's been cleaning up their alcohol-fueled messes for years, and he doesn't really want anything to do with her. But they both are committed and invested in bringing this baby into the world in a healthy way. So they hesitantly sort of combine forces. And that's the premise for the book.
Where did the story come from for you?
Well, you know, alcoholism has actually played a pretty important role in my life. I have a number of friends and family members who are in recovery, and my dad has been in recovery for 30 years, but he was drinking all when I was growing up, and that was pretty rough sometimes. You know, just as his drinking affected me as a kid, his recovery really impacted me too. You know, it's kind of like watching somebody come out of the fog. And I always knew that I would write a character in recovery. You know, it's Cass Macklin is not based on any real person, but certainly I drew a lot of information from the friends and family members of my dad, whom I, you know, talked to about really what it feels like to be in the skin of somebody dealing with this disease, and with all the sort of hope and setbacks this can encompass.
That gives you a unique perspective, I think, because a lot of people have tackled addiction and recovery in literature, but if you haven't been there or been close to it, you're really just kind of guessing at what it's like.
You know, I think even I can only guess, yeah, because I've never had an addiction like that. But I really got some great information from the people around me. I read biographies of people who, you know, struggled with alcoholism, and I went to AA meetings, which I found were incredibly inspiring. Alcoholics Anonymous has open meetings where anybody can go, and they also have closed meetings that are just for the alcoholics that are, you know, more confidential and that kind of thing. And, you know, I kind of expected them to be kind of gloomy and remorseful and sad, and there was a bit of that, but there was also a lot of joy and gratitude that folks had this resource and this community that they could reach out to help them sort of get on track and stay on track. And I also found that there was a lot at AA that I could use for myself, the serenity prayer, you know, the courage to change the things you can change, the serenity to accept the things you can't, and the wisdom to know the difference. You know, that's great advice for anyone.
Absolutely.
So that's what really sort of drew me into the story and got me to sort of understand more and more about what alcoholism really feels like.
One of the main characters in this book, as you pointed out, is a third baseman for the Boston Red Sox. Are you a Red Sox fan? Could you just not help yourself and you had to include something about the Red Sox there?
You know, I sort of quickly decided that this guy was going to be a Red Sox player, a baseball player. And I, you know, of course, the Red Sox, I live outside of Boston. And my husband is a dyed, and I always joke that my husband came out of the womb with a base, you know, Red Sox cap on. So it was really fun to do that research, and like we spent a lot of time at Fenway, and I found people who could kind of give me some inside scoop about what it was like. So that was kind of a fun part of the book. And I should say that as much as this is a heavy subject and it's a serious subject, there is a lot of light and humor and hope in the book. So it's not. I always say that I don't like books that end with everybody dead and in jail, and I don't like them. So
there you go. Some people do. There is a market for that, but I think
absolutely they like the dark stuff, and this goes dark a little bit, but it also has a lot of redemption and hope.
Well, and like I said at the beginning, Juliet, I think everybody loves a good redemption story because it gives us all hope. It shows that you know, redemption is right. Possible for everybody, and it is, isn't it?
It sure is. Yeah, it is. It really is.
Catch Us When We Fall, the new book just out last week from Juliet Fay. Juliet, great talking to you. Thanks so much for being with us.
Paul, thank you so much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.